panelist goes by the name of Rob Thomas. Rob's ancestors moved to the state of Idaho from Iowa. I think Bob did that when the buffalo still were out in that country. Perhaps not many, though. Rob Thomas and his family own and operate Thomas Angus Ranch in Baker City, Oregon. Their operation includes some 650 registered Angus cows. They have a very extensive AI program, a very extensive embryo transplant program. Thomas Angus Ranch was recognized as the Beef Improvement Federation Seed Stock Producer of the Year in 1997. Has always been committed to performance-based selection in its herd development. In the past decade, the ranch has seen a substantial increase in numbers of bulls sold and an increasing market. Help me in giving a warm welcome to Rob Thomas.
You know, a few months ago, it was sounding pretty good, and I was talking to John, and I said, John, you know, I'm really not much of an orator. And he said, I said, John, you know, actually, I'm kind of a redneck. And John looked at me, you know, the way he looks off out of the bottom of his glasses, like he wasn't really believing it, but I know he was. And I said, well, John, I've got this litmus test to prove it. And by the way, Bill, I'd like to thank you for taking the wind out of my sails on this thing. But anyway, I said, John, you know you're a redneck Angus breeder if your local hangout's a feed store. And John said, what's the problem with that, Rob? I said, well, John, you know you're a redneck Angus breeder if you've ever won a year's supply of Utter Balm. And you know you're a redneck Angus breeder if a tornado hits your corral and does $5,000 worth of improvements. Said, John, you know you're a redneck Angus breeder if your grandmother has mud boots on her Christmas wish list. If you see your neighbor's cows in heat and you stop to get her number, and I bet a lot of you have done that. And if you've ever washed your calving chains in the dishwasher, John, you know that I'm a redneck. But seriously, being up here today with Jay Leachman and Bill Rischel, I kind of feel underclass. I kind of feel like I'm on a panel with Billy Graham and William Bennett, and we're speaking on morals, and I'm Bill Clinton. Seriously, I do. These two gentlemen, I've had the utmost respect for them, and I feel very humbled to be up here today. But before I get into my talk, Keith wanted me to mostly talk about how we merchandise our commercial rangeables, or our rangeables commercial customers. But before I get into that, I just want to tell you just a brief outline of Thomas Angus Ranch. And this one is for Tim Schufelbein. I wanted to show you that actually you can marry a pretty girl that's nice also. This is my family back home in Baker, and Thomas Angus Ranch was originated with my father and mother, Bob and Glory Thomas, 55 years ago. Today, my family, along with three employees, own and operate Thomas Angus Ranch in the beautiful Baker Valley. We run 600 cows, and we have an intensive performance evaluation program, as well as an exclusive AI program. We have 400 embryo transplant calves born each year in four cooperative herds, as well as having 100 AI sired calves out of our cows born in a franchise herd. Now, although we sell 200 to 300 females per year, the majority of our marketing is based around selling bulls and primarily selling bulls to commercial cattlemen. We sell 450 bulls each year, 300 of those selling through our fall production sale, and the remaining 150 selling in the spring private treaty. What makes our program a little unique is that of those bulls that sell through our fall production sale, 250 are bull calves that are weaned off the cow sale day. And of those, 100 are embryo transplant bull calves that have only set foot on Thomas Angus Ranch for less than 24 hours. We have recently added a couple new services that we offer our customers. We have formed an alliance with a major Northwest feeder. Thomas Angus Ranch, Beef Northwest, as well as our customers, have merged together and formed a partnership where we will partner with our customers' cattle, sell them on the grid in hopes of receiving a premium for our customer as well as a carcass evaluation. We also have added several different commercial marketing program. This program specializes primarily in bred heifers, and we have dedicated our time as well as a portion of our website so that our customers might receive a premium on their commercial bred heifers. Now, if you did a profile on our typical customer, it would be a husband and wife team living in Eastern Oregon. They'd be full-time ranchers, and they'd run 600 cows. Their cattle would be their main source of income. They would run both on public and deeded land. They would be financed through an ag lender, and they'd purchase an average of 7 bulls per year through us. But these are only averages, and our customers are actually quite diverse. Our customers range in size from 10 cows on up to 20,000. They come from 15 states, but the majority of them come from Oregon, California, Idaho, Washington, Nevada, and Hawaii. 92% of them are repeat customers, and 55% of those live in the Baker Valley. To promote our program, we utilize a number of different livestock publications, both oriented toward the commercial as well as the seed stock producer. And as most of our customers are commercial customers, we tend to utilize those publications that cater exclusively toward the commercial cattle industry. We also publish our sale catalog, as well as flyers, posters, as well as a website. Now, I guess as advertisers, you'd have to consider that we're just pretty average promoters. Our promotional budgets and our ad campaigns, I'm sure, would pale in comparison to many other seed stock producers. But what we have focused on and what we do try to sell is our reputation, and a reputation that we have built on our product and our customer service. You see, in the business that we sell bulls to, it's a very small business, and our customers tend to talk quite a bit to one another. And long-term marketing to us means earning the respect of those customers one at a time. And in turn, those customers become our very, very best customers. To illustrate this, let me back up a little bit and tell you how we tend to find out how a customer comes to Thomas Angus Ranch. When we receive a new client, we always ask him how he came to do business with us. And almost without exception, that customer was referred to us by a previous client. Now, I saw Pete Crow back there, and by no means in a way I'm not trying to take anything away from advertising. But in marketing commercial bulls, or bulls to commercial cattlemen, we feel that the by far and away the lion's share of our business comes from referrals from satisfied customers. Now, we have customers that have bought bulls from us for 30 years, and on the flip side, we have those customers that have purchased bulls each and every, or just this past spring. And we know that without exception, if we meet or exceed his expectations, we'll have an 80 to 90% chance of getting that customer back the next year. Contrast that to a 5 to 10% chance of acquiring a new customer. We know how important it is to make that customer satisfied. We know that the majority of our customers come from referrals, and how important it is to make customers satisfied. It doesn't take a rocket scientist for us to figure out that the best marketing plan is a satisfied customer. And everybody has their own agenda or their own recipe on how to satisfy customers. With us, the number one thing is genetics. It's how our genetics, it's how our bulls and their offspring perform for our customer. And for us, it's knowing our customer, knowing their environment, knowing their marketing plan, and knowing their herd, and then designing those genetics, as Jay said, that best fit into that circumstance. And then once we've done that, we supply customer service that is focused on satisfying the customer. Whether it's a follow-up phone call, a herd visit, supplying performance information, or assisting with marketing assistance, you can never do too much for your customer. We try to deliver each and every bull that we can, possibly, personally, because it's the best time for us to go out and meet with our customers. And then we follow up on those herd visits after the first season with phone calls. And after that first calf crop has hit the ground, with more phone calls, making sure that customer is satisfied. And if he's not, then we guarantee our product. We offer a full first season guarantee. And we feel that if we can't back up our product, nobody can. And nothing wins the heart of a customer more than standing behind your product. And lastly, we never take a customer for granted. You know, we know that our customers have several options, and they could easily go somewhere else. And we also know that there are probably more seed stock producers around than there are cow dogs in the back of gooseneck trailers at a branding. But we make it a point to verbally tell our customers how important they are and how much they mean to us. You know, it was Henry Ford that said, "You can't build your reputation on what you're going to do." At Thomas Angus Ranch, we just try to do what we ought to do, and then what we sell is our reputation. Thank you.